constraining changes in the merger history of P, BH binaries with the stochastic gravitational wave background, by Vicente Atalay et al. Black holes binaries coming from a distribution of primordial black holes might exhibit a large merger rate up to large redshifts. Using a phenomenological model for the merger rate, we show that changes in its slope, up to redshifts z approximately 4, are constrained by current limits on the amplitude of the stochastic gravitational wave background from LIGO, Virgo O3 run. This shows that the stochastic background constrains the merger rate for redshifts larger than the single event horizon of detection, Z1 for the same detector. Moreover, we show that for steep merger rates the shape of the stochastic gravitational wave signal at intermediate frequencies differs from the usual two-thirds IR scaling. We discuss the implications of our model for future experiments in a wide range of frequencies, as the design LIGO, Virgo Array, Einstein Telescope, LISA and PTA. Additionally, we show that I, the stochastic background and the present merger rate provide equally constraining bounds on the abundance of PBHs arising from a Gaussian distribution of inhomogeneities and E, degeneracies at the level of the stochastic background, i.e. different merger histories leading to a similar stochastic background, can be broken by considering the complementary direct observation of the merger rate from number counts by future detectors such as the Einstein telescope. This was constraining changes in the merger history of P, BH binaries with the stochastic gravitational wave background, by Vicente Atalay et al.